Chapter 5. The Netherfield Ball. At the Netherfield Ball, Elizabeth saw lots of officers in their red coats, but not one was Wickham.
"Wickham had to go to town on business," Denny told Lydia.
Elizabeth heard him. Did Darcy encourage Bingley not to invite Wickham? She thought. Then Denny said,
"I think Wickham didn't want to come here because he didn't want to see Darcy."
"I shall not speak a word to Mr. Darcy tonight," Elizabeth decided privately. At that moment, Collins asked Elizabeth to dance. She agreed, but he was not a good dancer, and she was embarrassed. When the music stopped, she was with Charlotte. Then Darcy appeared. He spoke her name and put his hand out to her. Without thinking, she took it. At first, while they danced, Darcy did not say a word. Elizabeth decided to make him feel uncomfortable and said something about the ball. He replied and was silent again. She waited a few minutes, then said,
"It's time for you to say something."
He smiled and said,
"I'll say anything you want me to say."
"One must speak a little, you know. Usually two people talk when they're dancing for 30 minutes together."
"Do you and your sisters often walk from Longbourn to Meryton?" he asked.
"Yes, we do," she answered. She knew she should not say anything about Wickham, but she could not stop herself. "When you saw us there, we were meeting a new officer."
Darcy's face changed. He was silent. Elizabeth, blaming herself for being unkind, did not say anything more. At last, Darcy spoke. "Mr. Wickham makes friends easily, but it's not as easy for him to keep them."
After some minutes, Elizabeth said, "I cannot think what we might talk about next."
"Shall we talk about books?"
Darcy asked. "I am sure I don't read the same books as you," Elizabeth replied.
"If that is true, we can talk about our different opinions," Darcy said.
"I cannot talk about books in a ballroom," she said, then added, "You said once that you don't often forgive people. You're careful that you don't often need to forgive, I guess."
"I am," he said.
"And you do not allow yourself to have prejudices?"
"I hope not," he answered.
"Why are you asking me these questions?" "I'm trying to understand you," she replied. "I hear many different opinions about you from different people."
"I think this is not the place or time to try to understand me," he replied.
When the music finished, they walked in opposite ways. Miss Bingley joined Elizabeth and started a conversation about Wickham.
"Your sister Jane has been asking me a lot of questions about him, and I must tell you this. You cannot trust him," Miss Bingley said. "He lies about Darcy, who has always been very kind to him. He blames Darcy, but he is the one who should be blamed."
"I do not believe that," Elizabeth said.
"I was trying to be kind," Miss Bingley answered angrily, and she walked away.
Elizabeth found Jane. She asked her, "What have you heard about Mr. Wickham?"
"Mr. Bingley doesn't know everything, but he knows that Mr. Wickham's done something terrible to Mr. Darcy, Jane said.
But Mr. Bingley does not know Mr. Wickham, does he? Elizabeth asked.
No, he saw him for the first time when we met in Meryton, Jane answered.
So he knows about Mr. Wickham only from Mr. Darcy.
I think I shall not change my opinion of Mr. Wickham, Elizabeth said.
The sisters then spoke about Bingley, who Jane liked very much. But soon Collins joined them.
I've learned something about Darcy. He's Lady Catherine's nephew, Collins said. I must introduce myself to him.
I don't think you should. He'll think you're not polite, Elizabeth said. You should wait for him to speak to you.
Elizabeth's advice was unwanted. She could not stop Collins going to talk to Darcy. She watched and was terribly embarrassed. Darcy listened politely to Collins for a few minutes, then walked away. At supper, Elizabeth had to sit near her mother, who was speaking loudly about Jane and Bingley to Mrs. Lucas.
I'm sure they will marry soon, she heard her mother say. He's a lovely man and very rich, and his sisters like Jane very much.
Elizabeth, embarrassed, knew that Darcy could hear every word her mother said. She quietly tried to stop her mother, but Mrs. Bennet did not care what Darcy thought of her. Elizabeth noticed that Darcy's face was very serious. After supper, Mary was asked to sing. Elizabeth was as embarrassed by her sister's singing as she was by her mother's silly conversation. She knew that Bingley's sisters were going to have a lot to say about the Bennet family after the ball. The Bingley sisters kept saying they were very tired, but Mrs. Bennet would not stop talking. At last, the Bennets got ready to leave.
Please come to our house for dinner one day soon, Mrs. Bennet said to Bingley.
I would love to, he answered, and I will,
but I must go to London tomorrow and will stay there for some days. I'll visit you at Longbourn after that.
Mrs. Bennet went home, happily thinking that Jane and Bingley might be married soon. Then she thought about her other daughters.
Elizabeth can marry Mr. Collins, she thought.
Elizabeth was not as dear to her as her other children.